Hello and welcome back to How Very Hannah. It's episode 7, baby. We're halfway through the season already. How has this happened? Anyway, my glitter of the day. You've seen it before, guys. It is the belt, the sparkly belt. I'm going to sell out places of their glittery things. I'm like, is it a crow or a magpie? I think it's a magpie that just likes anything that's sparkly. That's me. So anything sparkly, I'm like, I need that. Anyway, I've got my little glittery belt on and I have obviously the glittery Converse.
Once upon a time, there was a stagey girl with a big dream. She hoped, dreamed, and prayed to work at Tesco. Wait. Someone's written this script wrong. Can we get a redo?
Take two.
I dreamed a dream that one day I would hit the stage. And so it seems that dream has come true.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh my God, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed for the better and I'm seizing the day and spinning into the spotlight. How very slay, it's giving queen. How very
cringe,
get out my scene. It's beginner's call, the stage is set for me. How very Hannah.
How very Hannah.
How very Hannah, that's the name from a podcast show and your front row. So how very Hannah.
Hit the lights.
How very Hannah.
That's too bright.
How very Hannah.
That's all right.
Okay, it's my podcast show. Let's go.
We're back for another episode. This is very exciting. Make sure you keep your confessions, your dilemmas, everything coming in. I love to see it. I love to hear it. So it's going to be a very exciting week. I am booked to go and see The Devil Wears Prada. I've heard it's very, very good. So I'm really excited. The thing is, when you're in a show, you just don't have time to go to theatre. And like most shows, well, actually, it used to be Sunday. Like there was like no post on Sundays. No shows on Sundays. But recently it's been changing and like a lot of shows don't work on Mondays. So we have Monday night to go to the theatre. But when it's Monday night, your girl just wants to relax. You know what I mean? Like if on my one night off a week, I'm not wanting to like trek into London to go to the theatre. So I'm very excited to actually have some time to go and watch some shows. I actually also recently saw Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Is that what it's called? Benjamin Button. And that was fantastic. I absolutely loved it. The way that they were like playing every instrument I could think of and singing and dancing and acting, like there's a triple threat and there's a quadruple threat. And like, imagine being a swing on that show. Absolutely just wildness. But wildness? Okay. Wildness. Absolute madness. But yeah, it was very good. But I'm seeing Devil Wears Prada this week. I'm very excited. And I actually interviewed Vanessa Williams and Amy DiBartolomeo. I think that's how you say her surname. I interviewed them at the What's on Stage Awards and they were so nice and I was fangirling. So I can't wait to see them do their thing up on that stage. I mean, like, what other stagey things are happening this week? I mean, just in my mind, in my soul, I feel like a Broadway trip is going to happen this year. Oh, I've got a burp coming. Hold on. No, it's gone. Sorry about that. I feel a Broadway trip is coming. And can you picture just like how very Hannah takes Broadway? Oh, don't. I actually feel emotional just thinking about it. So I would love to go on a Broadway trip. There's so many shows that I want to see. Death Becomes Her. I mean, Operation Mincemeat, I've not even seen in the UK. That's just had a Broadway transfer. It's just a lot. It's just a lot right now. Oh my gosh, I mean, I really wanted to see Trisha Paytas' Big Broadway Dream because that just looked absolutely iconic. I did watch, I'm going to get cancelled, all right? I did watch the bootleg on YouTube. Don't hate me. I watched the bootleg on YouTube because it was there and it came up on my suggested and I was like, I know I don't condone bootlegs, but if it already exists, I'm obviously going to watch it. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. But we don't condone bootlegs around here. But if they're on YouTube, I'm obviously going to watch them. So it's a tricky game, to be honest. But yeah, I missed that, but that was fantastic. Romeo and Juliet with Rachel Zegler. I really want to see Rachel Zegler. Zegler? Ziegler. That doesn't sound right. Well, who knows? Rachel, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, I will get your name right. Don't you worry. Can you imagine? Imagine the Broadway stars we could have sitting on this sofa. dream guest on my podcast. Trisha Paytas. Can you imagine Trisha Paytas on How Very Hannah? I wonder if she knows I exist. I feel like maybe she doesn't, but she also is a big theatre fan. So like maybe she does, but maybe that's just me being a bit big headed thinking that she's going to know who I am. She definitely doesn't. Anyway, moving on. Let's get on with the episode. So how am I introing this? Improvisation game. Bum. That's the jingle. Is it going? Was that recording? Get in there. Do I have to do it again? Perfect. Okay. Let's get into it. As I said, we're doing an improvisation game now. We all know and love the drama. Actually, there were times at drama school where I didn't love the improvisation games. You know, when you're just tired, you're like, I don't want to think. I just want to read it from a script. But hey, most of the time we love an improv game. Right, so today's game is where I don't know the name of it. Maybe someone can let me know in the comments. We can name the game. What's the name of the game? Mamma mia. All right, where was I? Sorry. Just the stagey thoughts overtook me there. Anyway, I have to make up a story, but I have to include 5 random words, and producer Sophia is going to give me the words right now. So, okay. Toaster, banana, opera, explosion, and detective. So I have to fit these 5 words into a story somehow, making it up on the spot. We love improvisation. Right now, I don't feel like I do, but we're going to try it, okay? Stay with me, people. Does it have to be in that order?
No.
Ooh, that spices things up a bit. Okay.
3, 2, 1, begin.
Once upon a time, there was a young girl called Hannah, and she was an opera singer. She loved to sing and dress up and sing at the opera. One day, Hannah was eating a banana and she suddenly had a thought. Oh my gosh, maybe I can put this banana in the toaster. She thought, wow, what a kooky idea. Let's try it. So Hannah smushed the banana into a smush. She wrapped it in tin foil, dun, 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 and placed it into the toaster. Her idea was to make a banana toasty, of course, not realizing that you can't put metal in the toaster. Is that right? That's right. Kids, don't put metal in the toaster. You can't put metal in the toaster. And tin foil is in fact metal. And just like that, kaboom, an explosion happened. But Hannah was not at home. Hannah was not in the middle of a field. Hannah was at the opera. Hannah was in her dressing room. The explosion happened. The crowd went, oh God, this is getting dark. The crowd went crazy. They ran. Luckily, nobody was injured in the explosion, but they had to investigate it to see who had caused such an explosion and to fire them from the opera forever. So, Detective Sophia wandered into the theatre. They traced the explosion. I'm great at this, I'm sorry. They traced the explosion back to Suzanne's dressing room. Hannah had gotten away with it, but she's learnt never to put metal in the toaster. The end. Guys, oh my gosh, somebody get Penguin on the phone. Let's publish that book immediately. That story was brilliant. That was actually easier than I thought it was going to be.
Smash that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. That's quite fun. I might just do that in my free time. I mean, this is my free time, to be fair. So that is what I'm doing. But brilliant. Oh yeah. What was the jingle again? I just made it up. Improvisation game. No, that wasn't it. Improvisation game. Boom. Something like that. It might change every time, but we're going to go with it.
Hannah's hotline. Bow, bow, bow.
The phone is ringing. Let me get it. Hello.
Hey, Hannah. What is your opinion on pro shots and how does it feel to be in one?
Ooh, thanks for asking. I love talking about myself. Right, let me put you down 1 second. Oh, there we go. So I think pro shots are great because we all know. Oh, actually, let me just explain. So a pro shot, if you don't know, is like a professional shot, shooting of a musical in this scenario. So it would be when the musical is professionally filmed and then either released at the cinema or online or used for promo and stuff like that. So that's what we would call a pro shot. I think pro shots are an amazing thing, especially because we all know how I feel about bootlegs. And if you don't know what a bootleg is, don't ask me why it's called a bootleg. Oh, I actually feel like maybe I do know why. So a bootleg is like an illegal, unprofessional recording of a show. You might see them like going around on like TikTok and whatever, YouTube. They might be called slime tutorials or something like that. I think they're called bootlegs. This is my idea in my head. It's because I relate the word bootleg to pirates. Maybe wrong, but I would say bootlegs and pirates are the same. And like, I think pirates, you know, like piracy, when it's like, do you remember that advert that used to be on before films? It's like, don't, like piracy is a crime, like that kind of thing. Where it's like, you record like movies at the cinema and then make them on fake DVDs and stuff like that. DVDs aren't really a thing anymore. But that was like piracy. So that's, I feel like, why they're called bootlegs. I'm probably wrong. So I've just found out that the actual definition for bootlegs is the art of smuggling alcohol in the boots of... the legs of boots in the premonition?
Prohibition.
Lots of long words there. I think my theory is a lot better. Anywho, pro shorts are an amazing way to avoid bootlegs, and they definitely make theatre more accessible. I think one of the first things I actually saw at the cinema was, not at the cinema, but first pro shot I'd seen, was the Jamie, everyone's talking about Jamie pro shot, which I saw at the cinema. All I remember, not all I remember, but the main thing I remember is so hot on that day. I remember sitting in the cinema, like sticking to the seat because it was like so hot and there was no aircon in the cinema. So it must have been in the summer, but everyone's talking about Jamie came out at the cinema, and I thought it was, you know, it was amazing, and it was like really ahead of its time at the time. You see lots of like national theatre productions being put on at the theatre, or they've been filmed so you can watch from home, which I think, I personally think it's also really good for when shows don't have really long runs. The play with Jodie Comer, Prima Facie, I still never seen it, but I didn't manage to see it when it was on, and the tickets were really expensive and it was always sold out. That has been filmed and now gets shown at cinemas, and you can pay for like National Theatre at Home and watch that as well. It makes theatre and storytelling way more accessible for people all over the world, all over the country. And yeah, I think it's a great thing. I know some people don't have that view all the time. I think some people think it like ruins the like allure of theatre, but there's too much gatekeeping in the industry. And I feel like, you know, allowing people to experience shows and understand theatre and be like welcomed into the world of theatre from home or from the cinema, from the local towns that don't have theatres, like that's an amazing thing. My experience of being in a, I was going to say bootleg, many bootlegs, but my experience of being in a pro shot is really cool. So we filmed Heathers, I call it the Heathers movie, I think that's what it's called, and that came out online, and now it's like an actual DVD that you can go into, do people do that, like go into HMV and like buy a DVD? So that was really, really cool. And Six also came out of the cinema. My experience of being in Heathers is, well, it was really long actually. So we closed the show for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, which was cool because we suddenly got our evenings back. We went back into rehearsals. We closed the show. We were rehearsing from like 10 till 6. And then we had our evenings back because we weren't doing the show because we were doing rehearsals. So it was very exciting. We closed the show. We did rehearsals for a week where all the creatives came over from America and from all over to kind of re-rehearse the show for camera, essentially, and just make sure it's really clean, because when it's something that's being recording, is going to be online and, you know, on record for the rest of time, it is a kind of different process to when to live theatre, and it gets perfected pretty much. Whereas like live theatre, something different happens every time. You don't get a reshoot, you don't get to do a take two, like what happens happens, and the audience see that, which is why bootlegs can be so destructive. But that's another story for another day. It was long, so we did a week of filming. So like that movie that you see online or in the cinema, if you saw it in the cinema, I actually couldn't because I was doing SpongeBob at the time, so I couldn't watch it in the cinema. That movie that you see, that 2.5 hour movie, actually took us a whole week to film. So we did like shots where the camera people were on stage, we did cut down shots, so like everything you see was a cut down shot. And I feel like you might, little Easter egg here, you might notice it that in Never Shut Up Again, there's different clips where you can see that Heather Duke is wearing the reveal costume, and in some clips she isn't. So sneak peek, when we recorded that, we recorded the whole number up until the reveal without the reveal costume on. It's not super obvious when you're in the audience, but it's like obviously a doubled up costume, so you can kind of see the collar of the other costume underneath a tiny, tiny bit. So when we recorded it, she just had one costume on. We stopped right before the reveal. She swapped into the reveal costume, and then we recorded that so that it was slick and that you couldn't see the costume underneath. Because obviously, like in a theatre, you wouldn't be able to see it, but like when it's on camera and it's like on a massive TV screen, you might be like, why has she got two collars on her t-shirt? And it's like, oh, because there's a reveal. So that's a bit of movie magic that we added to the film. And then we did two live performances which were being filmed to a live audience. So they were more like classic shows, but obviously we had cameras, the audience were being filmed, and like those recordings are mainly to get the audience's reactions like live, and to get more like giant clips of the stage. Because if they'd have used a wide clip of the stage in like other parts of the film, you'd see that there was no audience sitting there, and it was just like crew and cameras and stuff like that. So all of like the wide shots where the audience are, that was like recorded live. And then everything else, there's one really cool shot where like I loved filming this. I just thought it was really, really cool. And the camera person was so talented. And I was just like, this is epic. And we had the trays, and it's when the Heather's reveal happens. And we have the trays up in the air, and we like run forwards and then spin around. And it's like the camera person was like walking backwards. And we had to like time that perfectly. Like that clip by itself took like an hour to film, because we had to like time it where the camera person was like safe and that we weren't going to hit them with our trays and stuff like that. So like the tiny bit in the film, which is like not even 10 second clip, took like nearly an hour to film. So yeah, it was very interesting to see. It was really cool because we had people on set doing our hair, doing our makeup, making sure that we were like fed. So like the film industry is very different to the theatre industry, because that doesn't, you know, that doesn't normally happen, where people are, when every time you come off stage, making sure that your makeup looks good. Like normally we just sort ourselves out. So yeah, it was really cool. And we got loads of free food and coffee, so I wasn't complaining. So yeah, did you get that? We love pro shots around here. More pro shots, please. And also, I just want to add, I don't feel like pro shots mean that less people go and watch the theatre in the flesh. Does that make sense? You got it? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Bye.
How very dare you?
Okay, so we are in the streets of London. Yes, the crowd went wild. We are going to see if anyone is available to do some little stagey dares, hence the name of the segment, How Very Dare You? I want to see like who can give me soprano vocal, who can hit the high notes. I'm trying to pick people that aren't going to reject me. Can you imagine if it was like a casting director or something? They're like, never casting her in anything. She's so annoying. Do you know what? We're going to do it for the pod. Anything for the pod. Excuse me, do you like singing?
No. Thank you.
Okay, no worries. He was American. Wow, yeah. Shall I pretend I'm from America? Why is it so, you know when you like go to a restaurant with your friends and you pretend that you're American just for fun? Does anyone else do that? Is that just me? I'm going to try it. Practice my American accent. Oh, that was bad. American accent. Hello, sir. Would you like to... Right? I don't really know where to start. Okay, I'm going to drop the American accent because it's throwing me off. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Okay, we're going this way. The American accent is back. We haven't found anyone to do a dare yet, but we will get there. I feel like maybe this girl. I feel like she's gonna be up for it. Hi. Oh my God! Say it again.
I follow you on TikTok.
Oh my God! Okay, do you want to be in a video?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like singing?
Yes.
Can you sing the highest note that you can do? Would you like to try? I'm daring you.
There you go.
Smashed it. There you go. Thank you so much. Nice to see you. Have a good day. Okay, right. Where else should we go? Where else should we go? I'm on a high right now. Nobody can bring me down. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change. What's the accent? It's giving like East London. Right, let's go and find some more people to dare. I'm just daring myself at this point. How very dare I? Let's go down here. Hello, Queens. Would you like to be in a video? Oh my gosh. Okay, name one musical theatre performer.
Hannah Lowther.
Oh, she passed the assignment. You got it. Thank you. Bye. Me. How very Hannah. Okay. I'm annoying myself at this point, but let's carry on. Oh, I really wanted to say hi to the dog. Is this Joey?
Yeah.
Joey! Joey's friends with Ruben. Joey, come here.
He's like, you got a treat for me. Should
be. I don't have any treats.
He's a good boy.
He's like Sandy from
you're,
Annie.
You're
yeah,
right.
Cavapoo.
Yeah, he's a Cavapoo Sean.
Well, have you got anything to say to the podcast?
Come here, what do you say? Kisses?
Okay. Oh. Oh my god, I love him. Someone's got a little penalty charge notice on there. Sad times. I don't know what else to say about that, to be honest. Park your car properly. We're gonna head to Pineapple Dance Studios. Just call me Louis Spence. Actually, let's manifest getting Louis Spence on the podcast. Getting Louis Spence on the podcast. We'll try not to get run over as we go. Okay, so potentially there's going to be lots of stagey people near Pineapple Dance Studios. This is like the dance studio where there's lots of auditions that go on. There's lots of dance classes, lots of workshops. So I feel like it's going to be, I say buzzing. It's not feeling that buzzing so far. Right, I feel like there is some stagey people down there. I've seen them look over. Let's see if they're any good at improv. Just playing it cool, acting natural. Back it up, peep the shoe. Yes. Oh my god.
Oh my
hello.
God. Oh my god. I can't.
We saw you from afar and we were like, these are theatrical. You've just dropped your phone. Be careful, my love.
I saw you as Catherine Parton 6 and you're absolutely phenomenal.
Did you see me?
Yes, and I follow you on TikTok. I love you so much.
Oh my gosh. Well, do you want to be in a video?
I would love to be in a video.
Ah, wait, are you from America?
Yes, I'm from America, but I live here.
Okay, and you're a theatre fan?
Totally.
So tell me, what's the biggest difference between theatre in America and theatre in the UK?
Definitely the prices.
What, cheaper here?
Totally. And better quality seats. You get better like seats in the front. It's
heard it here first, Broadway. Get to know.
Yeah, but I love Broadway. I love Broadway.
Yeah, we love Broadway.
And we love the West.
Favorite Broadway show?
Oh my god. Don't just put that on me like that.
Come on. 3, 2, 1, go.
Shrek the Musical.
It's a big, bright, beautiful world. Okay, right. Do you want to do an improv game with me?
I would love to.
Oh my gosh, you're my dream guest on my podcast. Okay, so basically, it's an improv game mm-hmm. where we do a one-word story. So okay. I do a word, you do a word, and we just tell a story.
Okay.
Okay? Once.
Upon.
A.
Time.
There.
Is.
A.
Beautiful.
Girl.
Named.
Suzanne. Why do I always use the name Suzanne? Suzanne.
She
loved
burgers
and
cake,
especially
from
the
deli
round
6.
Yeah. One
night
there
was
a
monster
in
the deli. Oh, that's
the
two words.
Deli.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Goodness.
Gracious.
God.
Almighty.
What is going
on
in
the
deli?
Oh, wait, how are we going to end this? Wait, let me think. Let me get my creative juices.
Suzanne.
What would Suzanne do?
Suzanne ran.
Out
of
the
deli.
Screaming.
Help.
The
monster
is
running
around me. The
end.
Take a bow. Oh my god, you're amazing.
Sweetheart. Can I get a picture,
yes,
please?
Of course, let's get a picture.
This is my outfit
of the day. Bum, bum, bum.
I am here and I'm here to slay. Bum, bum, bum.
How cute do I look? People will be shook. The outfit of the day.
So nice to meet you.
You too. Have an amazing time. Bye. Wow, what a rush. She was iconic. What was her name? What was your name?
I'm Lila.
Lila, so nice to meet you. Lila, an icon. Obsessed.
Confessions of a drama queen.
Now it's time for... Oh my gosh. I need to do a vocal warm-up this morning. Confessions of a drama queen. Okay, right, let's get right into it. So, confession time. I was at stage door after Mean Girls, super excited to meet the cast, and in my moment of panic, I accidentally called one of the actors the wrong name, and she definitely heard me. How do I even begin to recover from this cringeworthy moment? You guys write these so well, I'm obsessed. Has this ever happened to you, and would you remember this sort of thing? Do you know what happens all the time to me? Is people call me Heather, and I'm here for it. People call me Heather, like, more often than they call me Hannah, I swear. Like, I think they obviously relate me to Heathers, and like Heather and Hannah are quite similar, and I really don't mind. So like, if people call me Heather, I just go with the flow. Like, I know what you mean. People have stopped me in the street and be like, oh my God, yes, Heather, it's so nice to meet you. And I'm like, I know, like, the thought was there. So I personally don't mind, don't stress about it. I'm wondering, like, she definitely heard you, did they pull you up on it at the time? Because mistakes are made, you know, mistakes can be made. And also, like, when you're on stage and you've got your wig and your makeup and your costume, like, sometimes it is hard to tell, like, who's who. I sometimes get mistaken for, like, other queens when I'm leaving, because, like, I take all my makeup off normally when I would leave stage door. So, like, without the pink eyeshadow or the blue eyeshadow or, like, without the wig, people are like, who is this? So I wouldn't stress too much. I mean, it will feel awkward, right? But like, they're not going to go home and cry about it, I would hope. I wonder who it was. But I feel like the cast of Mean Girls are really lovely, really chilled. And I feel like they're not going to go home and cry if you called, like, I don't know, Georgina Grace. You know, they both start with a G, so it's okay. So don't stress about it. I was at a shoot the other day for Crocs. This poor lady, love her. And I didn't call her up on it. But basically, I was on the shoot and Maddie Jepsen was also on the shoot. And I think she just got confused with, like, who was on set. And it was obviously my time to be on set. And she just kept calling me Maddie. So, like, that's not a mistake, like, oh, because of a show I've been in. Like, that's just a genuine, like, she just called me Maddie over and over and over again. But I honestly didn't mind. Like, I'm not like, I cannot believe that you don't think I'm Maddie. I was like, what an honor. Do you know what I mean? Like, what an honor to be confused with such an icon. With such an icon. You know, the little tongue thing. I don't get that fussed about things like that. So hopefully the cast of Mean Girls will be fine and chill. So do not stress. Like, it is something that we would remember, but maybe not something that's going to keep me up at night. So just embrace it. Maybe it can be some sort of, like, social experiment. Actually, no, maybe not. Can you imagine just going around calling people by different names and being like, yep, they corrected me, they didn't? That would be quite interesting. I don't know if I would correct them. I didn't correct this lady on the shoot, and I could see, sorry, so awkward. I could see, like, they were all so nice and so supportive, and I could see the lady from, like, the agency who was in charge, like, running round to the other women on the shoot and being like, her name's Hannah, that's Hannah. And I could see her saying it, but I felt really awkward. So I was like looking away. I was literally like, do, 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 like, pretended like I couldn't see and, like, pretended I hadn't noticed that she was calling me Maddie because I felt awkward. So I can't imagine how she felt, but yeah, I'm not fussed, I'm not offended. So don't stress, my queen. Thank you very much for watching or listening to How Very Hannah. Are we watching or are we listening? That's the question. Either way, drop a comment. And in honor of the improvisation, you know, the toast, the banana, leave a bread emoji and a banana emoji just for me so I can see which of you true ones has made it all the way to the end. Make sure you're liking, commenting, subscribing across all the platforms. And also make sure you're following us on socials, howvery_Hannah. People are saying it looks like I'm saying hoovery, like hoovering, hoovery. You know what it means. howvery_Hannah, Instagram, TikTok, and I will see you very, very soon. Thanks for joining me on a solo episode. You've helped me not feel so lonely today. So I love you all, and I'll see you soon. Bye. Oh yeah. Okay, I forgot to do the outro. Here we go. How Very Hannah, that was episode 7. How Very Hannah, take me to heaven. How Very Hannah, there's a 7-Eleven right there. How Very Hannah, that was episode 7. See you in Devon.